This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In California, Governor Schwarzenegger wants to privatize state worker pensions and implement merit pay for teachers. These are two ideas that many nurses and firefighters and teachers are strongly against. Last night, the Gov was holding a fundraiser in San Francisco, an occasion for 2,000 uninvited guests to show up outside from the public sector and tell him they don't like his ideas. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Sarah Varney prepared this report.
The protesters hope to drown out the governor's fundraiser at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel atop San Francisco's Nob Hill. The governor was inside raising money for a slate of proposed ballot measures he hopes to bring before voters in a special election in November. The nurses' union has been trailing the governor all over the country ever since he called them a special interest group and tried to derail a new state law that assigned fewer patients to nurses. Nurses have protested at 36 fundraisers in California and New York, and even Schwarzenegger's bodybuilding competition in Ohio. But last night, the nurses' army grew to include firefighters, sheriffs, teachers, and union workers who say the governor doesn't have his priorities straight. Third grade San Francisco teacher Becky Blondin.
The things he's focusing on right now are not making my life easier as a teacher. They're making me scared as a teacher. I want him to be able to focus on the schools that need the funds to run. Schools right now are really worried that their budget is being cut for next year. What are they going to do? How are they going to make ends meet? How are we going to serve the kids?
During California's gubernatorial recall election 2 years ago, Schwarzenegger portrayed himself as a populist and vowed to shake up the status quo. Veteran police officer James McDonald voted for Schwarzenegger. McDonald says now, though, he's disappointed the governor is alienating lawmakers from both parties.
He portrayed himself as being not a politician and thought that that might be something that somebody with hopefully his charisma could move both sides of the aisle back toward the middle to do the people's work. But unfortunately, that hasn't happened. He talks about a budget crunch, but yet he wants to spend $40 to $50 million on his initiatives, on a special election, when he could spend that money on bringing down the budget.
I think we're seeing the real Arnold Schwarzenegger right now.
Kathy Mahoney teaches fifth grade in Oakland.
I mean, and what he's trying to do, cutting pensions of state workers, teachers, you know, all across the board. This is an attack on all the people of California and working people of California. So I think we're seeing the real agenda now.
The governor's public relations tangle with nurses, teachers, firefighters, and law enforcement officers could further erode Schwarzenegger's popularity. A February field poll found the governor's approval rating dropped 10 points in 5 months to 55%. The biggest decline was among independent voters. A spokesman for Schwarzenegger would not go on tape, but says when special interests push, the governor will push back. He added that the people protesting the governor are opponents of reform and that the governor will continue to do what he sees as the people's work in Sacramento. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney in San Francisco.